It is a State Capitol Report on the Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Glad you could be here. Republican lawmakers circulate bills to ban transgender women and girls from competing in female sports. We examine what the proposals would do with your questions and reaction. Call in along the way at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Democratic State Senator Mark Spreitzer of Beloit represents a South Central Wisconsin district and chairs the Wisconsin Legislative LGBTQ plus caucus. State Senator Spreitzer, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Good morning. So your colleagues across the aisle introduced bills that would ban transgender girls and women from participating in female sports at every grade level and in college. What is your reaction?
These are really harmful bills. We've seen them before here in Wisconsin. They were introduced last session where they passed the state assembly, but didn't make it through the state Senate because there was even Republican opposition. And Governor Evers has made clear that if they made it to his desk, he would veto them. But even just having these bills out there is harmful. And we've seen so many similar bills introduced around the country, including in places where they have become law. And a survey last year nationwide by the Trevor Project found that 86% of transgender and non-binary youth reported negative impacts to their mental health just from the existence of bills like these.
What is the goal of this bill? What's behind it from the authors?
The authors are trying to regulate who can play on which sports teams in both kindergarten through high school education, as well as college. And specifically, they're trying to restrict transgender women and girls from playing on women's and girls' sports teams.
Republican Representative Barbara Dietrich of Oconomowoc is one of the authors, and Dietrich says the bill would ensure women and girls have an equal opportunity to compete on a level playing field in athletics. What is your response to that viewpoint?
Well, that starts from the misunderstanding about who trans people are, because trans women and girls are women and girls. And so we need to start from the perspective of how do we make competition fair for everybody, including for transgender athletes. And we also need to remember that we're talking generally about athletics at a level that is not just about competition. You know, when we're talking about K-12 athletics, absolutely, competition is important, but so is the team building, the leadership development, the social development that comes along with that, the physical activity. There's a reason we have youth athletics, and it's not just to see who's the best. It's to have all of those opportunities for our youth to develop. And when we exclude transgender people from those opportunities, we're doing a real harm to them.
What about requiring schools to designate sports teams in three categories based on the sex of the students, male, female, or co-ed? Does the co-ed category help resolve your concerns about excluding transgender athletes from sports?
It doesn't. I'm all in favor of having co-ed sports opportunities. I think that's great. But if we end up in a situation where trans people are only allowed to play on the co-ed team and most of the other students are playing on gendered teams, we're really creating a system where trans people are excluded from what most of their peers are doing. And we know from history that separate but equal is not, in fact, equal. And this feels a lot like trying to create a separate segregated team for trans people. And I don't think that's going to be the right solution here.
We have Democratic State Senator Mark Spreitzer chairs the state legislature's LGBTQ plus caucus as we look at legislation targeting the rights of transgender people. And you can join in along the way with your questions, your comments on the legislation, 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. On Twitter, Governor Evers promised to veto the legislation if it's passed by the legislature. What message does the legislation send to people in Wisconsin, even with unlikely chances of becoming law?
I think, unfortunately, the legislation sends a message that far too many of my legislative colleagues don't understand trans people, don't support trans people, and are willing to actively discriminate against trans people. And I think that's a harmful message, especially to kids who are maybe figuring out their gender identity coming out and trying to make sure that they have a place in the world and in our state. So I certainly want to send a clear message, and I know Governor Evers is, that trans people and trans youth are welcome in Wisconsin, and that we're going to do everything we can to make sure that these bills never become law. And I'm incredibly confident that they're not going to become law this session.
Have you heard from constituents on these bills?
I have, and I've heard from constituents on both sides. I certainly have constituents who don't necessarily understand all of the nuances of what it means or what it's like to be transgender, and who have legitimate concerns about fairness in athletics that they've expressed. But I also hear a lot from both my own constituents and folks around the state who either are themselves trans or non-binary or are parents of trans or non-binary kids. Who are really concerned about not just this, but whether we're going to see other bills like we've seen around the country restricting access to gender-affirming healthcare or restricting trans people in public places. You know, there's just been such a wave of legislation around the country, and this could be just the tip of the iceberg. So I definitely hear from people who are really concerned about not just this, but what else might get introduced.
What about the piece about leveling the playing field? Is there any evidence that transgender women athletes have a physiological advantage?
You know, there are certainly issues that athletic organizations like the WIAA, the NCAA, and of course, groups around the country have been working through for years related to hormone levels when folks transition, and making sure that they have some fairness regulation in that regard. And I think letting those organizations continue to work on that level of nuance is appropriate. But, you know, they're one trans person is not the same as another in the same way that any other athlete is not the same as another. And, you know, we have to recognize in athletics, people do have different physical abilities. And I'm never going to be an amazing swimmer, runner, or football player. That's not my gift in life. And I think, you know, starting from the idea that somehow everybody is physically the same, that's not how athletics has ever worked. So, yeah, we have to look at things like hormones and make sure that there's fairness. But to exclude an entire group of people and think that that is somehow going to create fairness, that's just not right.
Let's bring on a call now. Rula is with us in Milwaukee. Hi, Rula.
Hi.
Hi, go ahead. What would you like to bring up?
Well, you know, I'm concerned about the mental health of the girls who have no chance to win this competition. The girls who have XX chromosome, they have no chance to win against girls with XY chromosome, because they are born with weaker body, less muscle mass. It's something that nature decided. We don't decide.
Rula, thank you for calling in. State Senator Spritzer, can you address that? We were just talking a bit there about the physiological differences.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, bringing up mental health is really appropriate, because the group that has far and away the most significant mental health challenges as youth right now are transgender and non-binary youth. And we see that rates of depression, rates of attempted suicide are much higher for trans young people. And so I think this is a really vulnerable population that we need to protect. But in terms of the mental health of other women who are competing in sports, first of all, I just don't agree that women are weaker or are not able to, you know, compete at the same level. I have friends who are women in athletics who, you know, one in particular that I'm thinking of do, you know, some pretty extreme weightlifting and bodybuilding and who are incredibly supportive of making sure that transgender women are able to compete alongside other women and who feel like they're ready to take on the competition. So I just think that that's not entirely accurate, and we need to protect everybody's mental health, and that means we need to figure out a way to treat kids as kids, to let kids play, and again, to really focus, especially at the middle school or high school level on the team building, the leadership development, the socialization, the physical activity, all of those benefits that come from youth sports. Very few people are going to end up being the best in the state or even the best in their school. And to those who are, you know, credit to them, they deserve to be celebrated. But most kids who play sports are not going to go on to professional sports. They're not going to go on to the Olympics, but they are going to have a great time. They're going to learn a lot. They're going to grow as a person. And I think that's the experience we want to protect for everybody.
Democratic State Senator Mark Spreitzer of Beloit chairs the state legislative LGBTQ plus caucus. There's room for your views on proposals targeting the rights of transgender people. Call in with the question, 800-642-1234. It's the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is a State Capitol Report on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You have a line to State Senator Mark Spreitzer, a Democrat representing the 15th Senate District in South Central Wisconsin, chair of the Wisconsin Legislative LGBTQ plus caucus, as we look at Republican proposals to limit rights of transgender Wisconsinites. Call in with a question, share comments at 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Stepping back for a moment, what are the legislative priorities of the LGBTQ plus caucus this year?
Thanks for asking. We have a number of bills that we've been working on for years, as well as hopefully a new one this year to try to achieve full LGBTQ equality across Wisconsin. So one that's already been introduced would ban the so-called LGBTQ panic defense, where someone who assaults or even murders a gay or transgender or other LGBT person can assert a panic defense that they essentially panicked and attacked that person because they were gay or trans. I think this first, became widely known when it was attempted in the defense of the murder of Matthew Shepard, and has become more common recently in the murder of trans people. So we want to ban that. But we also have a number of other bills that will be coming, most of which have been introduced previously, including protecting marriage equality, both in our state constitution and state statutes. Right now, it's only protected by U.S. Supreme Court decision. Updating our non-discrimination laws to fully protect gender identity and gender expression. Right now, they cover sexual orientation and sex discrimination, which we believe in courts have said protects transgender people, but we want to make that absolutely explicit. And we're also really hoping to ban conversion therapy, which is an issue that has gotten a lot of attention this session when our Republican colleagues blocked an administrative rule that would have banned it. We're trying to work to get bipartisan support for a state law change that would ban conversion therapy, which is when therapists attempt to change someone's sexual orientation or gender identity.
During a recent caller-only program, Valerie from Milwaukee called in to say, amid the circulation of anti-transgender proposals, people need to understand the experience of transitioning. And Valerie says it's a life-changing process. What do you think people should know about transitioning?
I think people should understand that it is not really optional, that for people who are transgender, transitioning and both figuring out how to live their life publicly consistent with their internal gender identity, to express that and to potentially transition medically, whether that's with surgery or hormones. Not everyone chooses surgery, but often hormones are incredibly important. That is really important to both the physical and mental health of people who are trans. And I've experienced that with one of my best friends from college, who ended up being the maid of honor in my wedding, came out as transgender after college. And, she and I had a ton of conversations throughout that process, and seeing who she's been able to be since she figured out that part of herself and transitioned is amazing. And, you know, watching her go through some of the difficulties that society threw her way during that process was really difficult to watch. But, you know, I've had a firsthand view of that, and it's just so important that people be able to access gender-affirming care, and that society and friends and family members support people as they're transitioning so that they can live their lives publicly as their true selves.
Let's bring on another call. Diane is with us in Jefferson County. Diane, hi. What would you like to share?
Good morning. I cannot thank your guest enough for all they're doing. It's reassuring me. I have a very close family member who's in her 20s and is trans, and honestly, she fears for her life. She has labeled this as genocide, and I totally agree. You had a caller just a little bit ago talking about X chromosome, Y chromosome, and people who are not educated in sports and things and transgender don't realize the number one success factor in sports is wealth. If you get to go to practice after school versus babysitting your younger siblings, you have a much better chance of success. But overall, I am thankful for Wisconsin. I am tired of these useless bills coming through when our children are being killed by guns at an extremely high rate that is unacceptable, and nothing is being done about that. So thank you so much.
Diane,
the bills you just discussed made my heart happy.
Diane, thank you for that call. I wonder, you know, what is your argument for why Republicans should work with the caucus on developing policies, you know, when they control the legislature? I mean, because you've just listed out a number of things that you're working on, and it's a large and wide body of work, of policy work.
You know, we've gotten bipartisan support in the past for some of these bills, for some of the ones related to marriage equality, the panic defense, and banning conversion therapy. Some of the ones that are more specific to protecting the transgender community, like the non-discrimination one, we unfortunately haven't yet gotten bipartisan support, because I think that's an issue, as we can see, that my Republican colleagues continue to need to grow on. But for where we have gotten bipartisan support, it's usually been a couple of legislators. We haven't been able to get public hearings and actually move things forward. But we're trying to grow that, because we know that there are Republicans who have gay family members, transgender family members, and oftentimes it takes that personal connection for somebody to maybe change their views and be willing to do something. So we're going to continue having those conversations one-on-one with our colleagues and try to build support. And of course, try to build public support. I understand that protecting the rights of transgender athletes is not perhaps the majority opinion in Wisconsin right now. Polling certainly shows that. But not that long ago, my marriage to my husband was not the majority opinion in Wisconsin. We actually had a vote to ban that in the Constitution back in 2006. And yet public opinion on marriage equality has changed dramatically. And public opinion on transgender equality is changing dramatically as well. But we still have a ways to go.
Talking about transgender rights with Mark Spreitzer, Democratic State Senator representing South Central Wisconsin and chair of the legislature's LGBTQ+ caucus. Let's turn to gender-affirming care. Governor Evers recently vetoed a measure in the state budget bill that would have blocked Medicaid coverage for gender-affirming health care. Is the state providing adequate health care for people transitioning?
I think we can do better, but fortunately, there have been a number of court cases that have required both Medicaid and state employee health insurance, as well as private insurance under the Affordable Care Act, to provide gender-affirming care on an equal basis when it's medically necessary. So I think there's more we can do to codify that, because right now a lot of that is relying on court decisions, and the state did not always provide that care. But I'm also concerned about about whether or not there are providers out there that are willing to provide care. Unfortunately, just this past Friday, SSM Health announced that they were no longer providing gender-affirming surgeries, and that's really incredibly disappointing. Gender-affirming care saves lives, and unfortunately, you know, they bowed to some pressure, it seems like, to stop offering care that they had previously offered. So we need to continue to provide state pressure and public pressure for health insurers, for hospital systems, doctors, to make sure that they're providing the care that folks need.
How would you shore up, you know, health systems that are moving away from these offerings, from these medical offerings, very quickly here?
The comprehensive non-discrimination bill that we're advocating would include non-discrimination protections within the healthcare system.
Hmm. State Senator Spreitzer, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Senator Mark Spreitzer, Democrat representing the 15th Senate District in South Central Wisconsin, chair of the legislature's LGBTQ+ caucus. This is the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.